But first of all, and you'll like this one, children's television shows like Peppa Pig should feature more homosexual characters, one of the two contenders to lead the Liberal Democrats has said. Norman Lamb said it was not out of bounds that characters on the popular Channel 5 programme should be homosexual. He said that more children's TV programmes should depict loving same-sex relationships so that children growing up would know that it was acceptable to be gay. In an interview with Pink News, Mr. Lamb said he wanted more TV companies to address why there were not more visible lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgender characters on their children's programmes. He said legislation very clearly says that a loving relationship between two people of the same sex is of equal value, so in everything that we then do as a society, we need to reinforce that, not deny it. Asked if there should be gay characters in Peppa Pig, he said if you impose arbitrary limits, you're saying that actually at heart it's not equitable. It should absolutely not be out of bounds, which it appears to be at the moment. It's inconsistent with the philosophy that's led to the legislation. That's the principal point, so we have to be clear and consistent. Well, let's hear from Alan Craig, Christian campaigner and grassroots activist. Alan, very good morning.
Good morning, Shireen.
Now, I'm going to be daring here and hazard a guess that you don't agree with Norman Lamb. But
very daring.
doesn't he have a point, though, in that if you have legislation that gives same-sex couples equal value in society, that should be reflected in our media, including children's programmes?
I think my perspective on this is that Norman Lamb is running for leader of the Lib Dems, isn't he? And I think my concern is that the politicians increasingly using our children to promote their particular political interests or their own particular political ideologies. That would be much more concern to me, if I'm honest. I really am concerned that the politicians are now playing with our children. I see the other day Nicky Morgan, of all people, the education secretary, came out and said children who say homosexuality is wrong could be viewed as an extremist threat. And, of course, we're worried about ISIS and things like this. I mean, where does this stop? The politicians shouldn't be playing with our children. Children should be allowed to get on with their education. And I'm afraid that Norman Lamb is just playing into that. I'm sure it plays well in the Lib Dem gallery. But leave our kids alone.
Well, what do you mean by leave our kids alone? I mean, he's not trying to say that sort of kids should be forced to be gay. He's just trying to say, well, look, we have a lot of gay people in society. They now have equal validity with straight people in our legislation. So let's reflect that on the media.
I don't think he's saying that at all, Ian. He's playing a political game. Let me just give you a different example. I have in front of me a book that's authorised by Birmingham Education Authority. Okay, so this is aimed for primary school children, so we're talking about prepubescent children. I have in front of me a cartoon, so we're talking about cartoons, aren't we? So it's a cartoon for children, and it shows men dressed up in leathers and chains, dressed all in black with military hats, military caps, bare-chested and straps and so on.
Which, of course, is how all gay men are like that, aren't they?
No, they're not like that. I don't think that's what this particular book is saying. What they're saying is they want the children to participate, they call it this day in June, promoting participation in pride marches. So there is an agenda behind, a political agenda behind these cartoons. So with Nicky Morgan and with Norman Lamb and with this Birmingham Education Authority authorised book, they're promoting a political agenda. This particular one, with this hint of sadomasochism, with these men all dressed in black, and only men, by the way, in this cartoon, no women at all, not very diverse in that sense. There is a political agenda behind it, and I have to say, well, my position would be let me just finish my point here. My position would be absolutely with UKIP and Paul Nuttall said the other, the deputy leader said the other day, there should be no sex and relationships education at all in primary schools. We're talking about
we don't live in the 1950s any longer, Alan. We live in 2015, and in the 2015. Children, unfortunately, and on this maybe we have some common ground, unfortunately, children are exposed to sexualisation at a much earlier age than they were when you and I were growing up. Now, therefore, you either put your head in the sand and you try and ignore it, and then that leads to enormous risks for them when they reach puberty, or you try and teach them about relationships. I don't want children at the age of five to be taught about sex, but I'm quite happy for them to know the different kind of relationships that can happen.
You're beginning to speak the sort of language there. I'm talking about the politicisation, the imposing of political agendas on our children. I believe that you're right.
It's not a political agenda, Alan.
It's a very different society today from which you and I were brought up. I absolutely agree. And there are very good aspects to that society. It's much better and much than it was when we were being brought up. So I don't doubt that. My objection is the politicians using our children as political football, people imposing their political agendas in this particular...
But what is the political agenda here?
Well, imposing that on our children.
But what is the political agenda?
It's a political... Of course it's a political
agenda. What is it? What is the political agenda? You keep using this phrase without explaining what it is.
But Norman Lamb is playing to the Lib Dem gallery in order to get himself elected. So he plays for our children. He thinks something that might be popular in that particular one, he plays for our children.
That's
my point. And on all these examples I've given to you, Ian, they're fairly important examples. We're talking about the Education Secretary. We're talking about the Birmingham Education Authority. They are promoting an agenda. And I think our children...
So basically, reading between the lines, you'd like to go back to the days of Section 28 when teachers weren't even allowed to mention the word homosexuality.
I have seen some extremely good education for children. I've got daughters myself that have been through primary school and now in secondary school. I've seen some extremely good, careful... respectful. Well, there's no agenda. It's almost scientific, if I can put it like that. It's neutral. But that's not what the politicians run about. And they're playing with our children.
You keep using that rather unfortunate phrase. But would you include would you include disabled people in children's programs? Black people in the children's programs? If you would include those, why wouldn't you include gay people?
I don't actually have any particular particular difficulty with gay people being showed or disabled people or any of them at all. But what concerns me much more is that our politicians and the authorities imposing their political agendas.
Well, you keep saying this. And that is
what Norman Lamb is doing absolutely deliberately, and I think it's time somebody said don't.
Well, you just have. Alan, thank you. That's Alan Craig, Christian campaigner.